Cape Talk.
The music feature.
Well, we have a trio for you today, quite literally a trio at the end of the show, but two other stories as well. I want to tell you a little bit about the Music Exchange event, which is coming up in Cape Town this weekend. Then we'll tell you how to enter the new season of The Voice SA as we touch base with one of its former winners. And we'll finish the show reconnecting with a group you loved the last time we had them in studio and played their music for you, the electric cello trio Rosenthorn. They've got a live performance you might want to catch next week. They've also got some new singles out, and I'll catch up with them in a few minutes' time. First, though, a heads up that the annual Music Exchange event is happening in Cape Town this weekend. And whether you are already an established artist or you're a budding singer, not sure how to break into the industry, whether you're a publicist, a music producer, a DJ, a band manager, even a venue owner, this event will offer you invaluable insights into the music industry. It's now in its eighth year. Inevitably, it includes guests who are generous with their knowledge, generous with their time, engaged with the audience, prepared to share the stories of their learnings from both failure and success. No difference this year, except that there is a special focus on the digital market and how to tap in to the music streaming economy. Over 250 industry professionals lined up over the course of the weekend, from radio station managers to music publishers to record labels and top artists, among them Sipho Hotsticks Mabuse. It is an event that offers opportunities for skills development, for mentorship, for demos, and much more. The first thing I'll tell you is that if you want to take a look at the full program and identify which segments you'd like to attend, the website is musicexchange.co.za. It is tomorrow and Sunday at two venues, the Academy of Sound Engineering Studio Complex in District 6 and the Sun Square Hotel in Gardens. Different workshops running throughout the day from 9:30. The cost is R300 for one day or R500 for both days. For more information and to order, book your tickets, please visit musicexchange.co.za.
Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk.
And after you've done that and are feeling all excited about how much you're going to learn about breaking into the industry, perhaps you might want to pause and consider an opportunity to do just that. If you consider yourself the karaoke queen or king, you can belt out the big songs and have a standing ovation at the end and really truly believe you might have what it takes to become a professional musician, why not think about entering the latest season of The Voice South Africa? Mnet has just announced that season 3 will launch in 2019. They haven't yet revealed who is going to be on the coaching panel and who are going to be the presenters, but they have opened the entries on their website, mnet.tv/The Voice, and entries close at the end of September. So you've got 1 month to submit your entry if you think you could be the next voice of South Africa. To give you a sense of what the experience is like, we've called on someone who's been there all the way to the end. The winner of season 1, Richard Sturton, joins me on the line. Richard, great to chat to you again. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Pippa. Thank you for having me.
Let's reflect a little bit on how your experience on The Voice changed the trajectory of your career. Where were you before you entered the competition, and what has happened to you in the ensuing years?
Well, I was gearing up for my third year of BCom at UCT, and that was kind of the path for my life. And I was going to do an honours, and that was kind of what I was doing, and music on the side. And then my girlfriend called me up while I was studying for an economics test and said, The Voice is coming to South Africa, maybe you should enter.
Yeah.
And I was a bit skeptical because I entered another show, which will not be mentioned, and I didn't actually make it onto TV. So I didn't have the highest of hopes, but I ended up auditioning, and yeah, I guess it went pretty well.
You could say that, Richard. I mean, I saw you performing at the Waterfront a bit earlier this year, every inch the rock star. I mean, to say that it's changed the trajectory of your life is an understatement. You've taken the platform it gave you and run with it, and that therein really lies the key. It gives you a huge opportunity, but you still have to put in a lot of hard work afterwards, don't you?
Yeah, I think the misconception is that these kind of shows sort of set your career up. They give you a huge foot in the door and give you a name and give you exposure, which is really priceless. But at the end of the day, the real hard work begins sort of once the cameras are switched off, you know, because it's a tough industry out there. And at the end of the day, it's like anything else. It's like what you put in is what you get out. So
yeah,
it's been a massive learning process for me since the show ended.
Richard, what have you been up to of late? When can we look forward to new albums? Or were you busy focused on live performance? What's next for you?
So I've obviously been touring for this last sort of year and a bit, and I've taken a step back to do some writing, and I'm working on my second body of work, which should be out. I mean, the first single should be out in the next sort of month and a half.
Fantastic.
So I'm very excited to put it out, because obviously I released an album 2 years ago, so
yeah.
It's been a while. So yeah, it's exciting, and I'm looking forward to it. But you never get used to putting music out, because it's kind of like an extension of who you are. So yeah,
it's making yourself so vulnerable, isn't it? I mean, you're putting out something you've poured your heart and soul into, and
yeah.
and you just have to put it out there and sit back and roll with the punches.
Yeah, and I think that's the kind of mindset the guys who are going to enter this competition have to go in with. You know, you've got to believe in yourself, believe in what you can do, and at the end of the day, just put your best foot forward and believe that people will believe what you're doing. You know, because I think at the end of the day, if you do anything with conviction and authenticity, I think people will buy in.
Yeah.
They don't need to stress too much about overdoing it and over-singing. Just believe that they have the goods and, you know, go out there, enjoy it, and have a little bit of a sing.
Richard Sturton, there you go. Advice from someone who's been there and conquered it. Richard, I hope you'll send us the new single when it's ready. Great to have you with us this afternoon, and good luck with the new material. So this is what you need to know. Entries are open on mnet.tv/The Voice. You need to submit a 90-second long video showcasing your vocal talent. You can sing the verse and chorus of any song that you believe will best show off your vocal abilities, and you can do so with accompaniment or without. They won't accept live videos in front of audiences or any kind of produced single or track. Bear that in mind. The other criteria you need to be aware of, you need to be a South African citizen over the age of 18 with no existing music contract. There is no upper age limit for The Voice South Africa, and you can sing whatever you wish in that audition tape. So get on to mnet.tv/The Voice.
Cape Talk.
The music feature.
And last but certainly not least, in April last year, we introduced you to the electric cello trio called Rosenthorn, and we had fantastic feedback from you on the track we played for you. So I'm delighted to tell you you've got another opportunity to catch them live in action in the Strand next week. Before we talk about the show, though, let's find out what they've been up to in the past year. I have one of the cellists on the line with me now, Carol Thorns. Carol, lovely to have you back on the show. How's everything going?
Thanks so much, Pippa. Very, very busy and very exciting since we last spoke to you.
Yep.
Well, let me just put it in a nutshell. We've been recording some new singles, actually that were released this very morning on iTunes.
Okay.
And we are doing a new music video next weekend. We like to suffer a little bit with our music videos, so we're going to be jumping through some ice cold water and similar activities. And we've also been very involved in all the launch events that happened at the Zeitz Museum of Contemporary Art Africa, which is the most exquisite space to perform in.
Yeah.
As a cellist. The acoustics are just sublime. So we actually end up performing there quite often, which is a real treat.
What a treat, yeah. Now, you're not playing at the Zeitz this coming week. You're playing at the Drama Factory in Strand. Tell us what we can expect from the concert.
Oh, it is just one of our favorite venues to be at. It's a lovely little theater, and every time we go there, we just have a great experience. It's a very intimate space, and we'll be performing some of our new repertoire. And it's a wonderful place for musicians and audience alike.
They were actually one of our fabulous finds not too long ago, so it's fantastic to hear that the space is being used as a music venue as well, Carol. It's Thursday evening at 7:30. Are there any tickets still available?
Do you know, I've heard that they are selling out extremely fast. Maybe they'll be able to squeeze a few extra chairs in. But one could just contact the venue owner, Sue, at thedramafactory.co.za. She's super on the ball and is amazing to work with.
Okay, so thedramafactory.co.za if you'd like to buy a ticket for the show on Thursday night. Now, you mentioned that you've released some new singles this morning. We're delighted to be able to play one of them for our listeners, called African Melody. In closing, why don't you just tell us a little bit about the song?
Yes, well, this is a very special song for us, because this one was actually commissioned for the opening of Zeitz Museum of Contemporary Art. And we start off playing Weeping from Bright Blue, and then it kind of merges into an Abdullah Ibrahim song called Manenberg. And it's so beautiful. We usually actually veer away from the electric cellos and do this particular song on our original acoustic instruments, and it always creates a bit of a goose. goosebump experience for us and the audience.
Well, there's a goosebump songs included in the African medley. Carol Thornstadt, lovely to chat to you. Have a wonderful concert next week, and please keep in touch with us. Our listeners were huge fans the last time we played them some Rosenthorn. I have no doubt they're going to feel the same way after this one.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Tessa.
Carol Thorns, who is, along with Dorette Roos and Yili Nock, the cello trio known as Rosenthorn. Let's take a listen to the African medley.